narrated Sahal bin Saad al-Sayyidi, Uwaimir al-Ajlani came to Asim bin Adi and said, "If a man found another man with his wife and killed him, would you sentence the husband to death in al-Qisas, that is, equality in punishment? O Asim, please ask Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, about this matter on my behalf." Asim asked the Prophet, peace be upon him, but the Prophet, peace be upon him, disliked the question and disapproved of it. Asim returned and informed Uwaimir that the Prophet, peace be upon him, disliked that question. Uwaimir said, "By Allah, I will go personally to the Prophet, peace be upon him." Uwaimir came to the Prophet, peace be upon him, when Allah had already revealed Quranic verses in that respect, after Asim had left the Prophet, peace be upon him. So the Prophet, peace be upon him, said to Uwaimir, "Allah has revealed Quranic verses regarding you and your wife." The Prophet, peace be upon him, then called for them, and they came and carried out the order of Lian. And then Uwaimir said, "O Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, now if I kept her with me, I would be accused of telling a lie." So Uwaimir divorced her, although the Prophet, peace be upon him, did not order him to do so. Later on, this practice of divorcing became the tradition of couples involved in a case of Lian. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said to the people, "Wait for her. If she delivers a red, short, small child like a wahara, a short red animal, then I will be of the opinion that he, Uwaimir, has told a lie. But if she delivers a black, big-eyed one with big buttocks, then I will be of the opinion that he has told the truth about her." Ultimately, she gave birth to a child that proved the accusation.